Hello, this is David E. from CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Today's guest is a hip-hop musician and producer, Davon. His most recent album dropped in February 2026, and he's joining us today to share about his background, influences, and creative process. Thank you for joining, and I hope you enjoy. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me all right?
Yep, everything's good. Welcome to the interview. My name's David. I'm from the station. First of all, how do I pronounce your name properly? Is it?
It's Davon.
Davon. I see. Hi, nice to meet you. Right. So let's just jump right into it. Would you like to give a brief introduction about yourself or your music?
Yeah, for sure. Like we went over, my name is Davon. I am from Ajax, from the Durham region, really. If you're from Ajax or any of the surrounding areas, you know it's all part of the Durham region there. So that's where I'm from. I grew up in this area and have lived in every city of it. My music journey started when I was young. Everyone kind of has a fascination with music, I feel, or has some connection to it. And then I really just started writing more often. I went away to school. Met some writers up there, became part of creative communities. And then I went into the workforce, got a lot of life experience. And then, you know, throughout that, continued to work on my craft. And now just making a more focused push towards, being part of this industry, contributing to the cultures that I appreciate. And hopefully bring a lot of people with me and do a lot of good for my community at the same time. So that's really the goal.
Nice. Are you transitioning into a full-time musician, or are you just juggling both work and music?
Yeah. I mean, right now I'm definitely juggling more of work and music, and learning more about the industry and how to make it a full-time opportunity for myself. But it's pretty much just one day at a time with, you know, getting the right music, getting the right sounds, getting the right looks, and then networking with the right people and really building that fan base is what it's about now. So yeah, it's all just a learning process and understanding the business and working the business outside of it.
Yeah, for sure. Like it's been tough on musicians just in general, right? Like nowadays. And then a lot of people I've talked to, they either have to like juggle work or like they just can't find it. And it's tough out there. So you said like it started when you were young and then you had a fascination about music. Yeah. Was it based on something you heard or like?
Honestly, I remember my first lyrics when I was maybe 7 years old. And I was just kind of joking, like we used to see, you know, BET and all those music videos, MTV music videos and stuff like that. You know, I might be a little too young. Like Bow Wow used to be like a child star way back in the day. And, you know, seeing someone so young doing something like music at such a high level, definitely inspirational as a kid or even a little bit older than that. That's kind of like the inspiration, just seeing that it was possible. The circumstances that I kind of grew up under didn't really permit a lot of, you know, flexibility in terms of, activities, things that needed a lot of resources at that time. And then also when you're, I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but when you have like a lot of on your mind, as a lot of musicians do, you need somewhere to put it, right? And somewhere where you can kind of write it, whether it's musical, whether it's lyrical, to make sense of the world around you when you don't necessarily have people to talk to about it, or the people who you can talk to about it don't necessarily understand the perspectives that you're coming from. So that's a big part of it. And so I started writing a lot. Like I started my studies in computer systems engineering. I went to a university in Ottawa. And I switched from engineering I did 2 years of engineering and then I went into human rights after that. And it was big transition, like everyone
going. Human rights, as in like just work-wise, or like you actually went and studied?
I studied human rights after.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The transition was pretty much that I had an affinity for computers and programming and that world and that systematic way of thinking and interpreting things. But the human rights aspect was just, there's so much happening around the world socially, especially for, you know, Black identifying individuals and around the world for everyone. And I didn't know how to engage with it. Like, I didn't know what, how to have those conversations and stuff like that. So that, and again, just started writing more and more. And the lyrics and the content became very important to me. Just kind of built from there.
I see. Yeah. So you would say like your lyrics are very inspired by like social events and just things in your life, kind of, or like, do they have a tighter theme?
I think they have been inspired by both, for sure. Nowadays, when I craft a song or an album, I'm thinking about a particular theme that I can touch on. Like, I've done one, Dear Life, that was shared with your team. That was kind of like a theme on learning to love life again, kind of thing. So I touched on a few different topics from, you know, learning to appreciate the work, understanding the challenges, how loyalty can cost you in some situations, understanding your roots, like touching on those different topics to learn to appreciate everything about it. But I don't necessarily get too political. I've seen people get very political and I appreciate it and I think it's great. But I'm more abstract in my approach. I appreciate a double entendre, a metaphor, and kind of more philosophical tones. Whereas if you pay attention, the lyrics can be attributed to or can connect with many different themes at the same time, or it could be very poignant and to the point on specific topics. And then definitely draw a lot on my life experience as well, because that's just what everyone knows best about themselves, right? So you have to incorporate that into everything that you do.
Nice, very cool. You said you started writing lyrics when you were 7 or something? I'm a musician myself. I struggle the hardest with lyrics.
Okay.
It's I put one line down and I don't like it and I scrap it and it just becomes like this never ending cycle.
You know what? That never goes away, to be honest. My first lyrics I wrote when I was about 7 years old, but then I just took a long hiatus because at that time it was just kind of like something to do for fun. And before I go any further, music should always be something that you do for fun while you're making it, whether it's professionally or otherwise. Always try to have fun with it wherever you can. I was doing it for fun. And then life took like a very dramatic turn when I was about 7, 8 years old. So it just wasn't even something that I really thought about. And then it wasn't fast forward to like my last year in high school where I was around some guys who rapped, went out to a cypher randomly, joined for whatever reason. They were like, oh, you kind of have something there. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. But then we were graduating like the next month. So I went away to school. my roommate when I went away to school happened to also make music. So then we started writing every now and then too. So then that's when I picked it up again. And I started writing daily. A lot of stuff I look back now and I'm like, it's kind of cringy. Other stuff, I'm like, there was something there. But I didn't go all the way with it. So it was just a long labor of love, really, just practicing, doing that tuition. It's like your education or any kind of schooling, right? Like you have to put in the hours to grow comfortable with it. And now, you know, I can write songs in an hour.
Nice.
It doesn't take me a long time to craft something that I appreciate and I can find value in. You also can't get too attached to everything because it's like a conversation, right? Like as long as you're coming from an authentic place, it's going to come across in the music. So that's kind of like what I kind of remind myself of and try to tell people as well.
I think the one song with lyrics I wrote, like the lyrics part, I actually came up with like in 2 hours. So that was like a really weird experience because that's the very first like full lyrics that I wrote. And then for other projects, I just like couldn't come up with anything at all. But with that one, it just came out. But then when I look at it like 2 months later, I was like, I don't know if I like it. And it's like, yeah, no, but like, you're right. Like picking up the pen and then just keep writing, kind of like making yourself write more and just get comfortable with it. I think that's a very good approach.
Yeah.
I listened to some of your tracks that you put on our Libra Time playback, and how would you describe your genre? Because I know, like, within hip hop, like, people get really specific, right?
Yeah, it's true. I really just appreciate the hip hop label because it can be broad. But it depends on the sounds. Like, I do appreciate like a soulful sound. I do appreciate sometimes like the trap instrumentals and that sound as well, and some boom bap. Like I like pianos. I like keyboards. I like synths. Like I can really appreciate every sound. So I don't really classify it any more specifically than that. I just say hip hop and I let the DJs and the radio hosts decide where it fits within the catalog and who they group it with. Let the playlist listeners do that. Because, you know, I've seen mixes where you have R&B transition into some rock and it sounds great. So anywhere it can fit, I let the people decide where it goes.
So your approach is like no need to like box yourself in, kind of.
Yeah, not at all. No.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, like, do you release through a distributor or a label or something?
I do release through a distributor. So the label is No Academy. It's kind of an independent thing that I'm starting and that I'm working to build into artist management and artist development, but also like creative agency for brands. And then I release right now through DistroKid. So just. Mm.
Yeah. Because I use a different one, but I'm also using a distributor, and then like the options for genres is actually quite limiting anyways. So it's like, I just ask because like some people, not necessarily like to the platforms or whatever, but like they're like, I'm very specific this style. But yeah, that was like, that's again a good approach, I think. It's like not get too bogged down by all these labels, I guess. What are your influences? Like, are there any genres that like particularly inspire you, or artists maybe?
Yeah. When I think of genres, I would probably refer to the ones that I've already mentioned there, like the hip hop, of course, R&B, rock, class. I love classical music.
I did notice that in a lot of your tracks, you feature a lot of like acoustic instruments or like not synthesized instruments.
Yeah, no, definitely have an appreciation. Like, going back again, like when I was younger, being in band class, my favorite class, you know, I was a part of the band playing in the instruments, doing the recitals and the concerts. Going to symphonies is still one of my favorite things to do. So I appreciate classical and those very clean sounds and orchestras. So all of those are the genres, I'd say, like anything that sounds good to the ear. Pretty much. In terms of specific artists, it would be the things that I grew up around. So anyone in hip hop or rap, any kind of rapper, for the lyrical ability. Lately, I've been listening to a lot of, I've been tuned in more to like East Coast stuff, but some West Coast stuff, R&B, I'd say like Maxwell. I think of, I'll just list off some artists like Outkast, maybe Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, of course. It's hard not to have some Drake influence. I don't know. The list can go on. You know, you think like Blink-182, some Form 41 from Ajax as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like Green Day, Billy Talent, like anyone who was kind of on those MTV shows or BET, any music videos, you know, Nelly Furtado, whether you had, I don't know, any, I listen to every music. And then there's some like, I was also part of the dance team briefly as well. So get into some amapiano and different African style instruments as well in music. The bag goes deep.
And do you like hear those influences in your own music, or are they more just like what inspired you to make music?
That's a good question. I'd say that I can hear them. I mean, I want to believe that I can hear them. I don't necessarily think that when I am writing or doing or creating songs that I'm trying to channel them specifically, any of those things. But if it connects, I will tap into it. Like on some of the songs, you might hear some Maxwell influence, or I might pull some. I have one song and there's like a J. Cole influence on it, some of the lyricism. So there's some songs where I'm very intentional and I'm like, I know where I can attribute this, but others, it's just part of who I am at this point, right? That's, you know, you develop all the skills.
Very nice. Do you want to talk a bit about your creative process? Are you like, because you rap, you sing on your songs, and then are you also the producer? Are you like a solo artist?
Yeah. I do produce as well, from production, from like, you know, song creation all the way through to the recording, mixing, and mastering as well. And I enjoy that process. So for me, it starts one of two ways. Either I'll start with the lyrics and write something if I have a melody or a tune or some words that come to mind, or something that I see in my everyday life and I want to write about it. I'll take out my notepad. I still write pen and pad as well, but I also type on my phone. So either or, I'll jot something down and start there, and then I'll build the melodies around it and build drum patterns around it. I do also work with producers, so producers will also send me beats and instrumentals that they've made. I also source some and find producers myself as well. So if that's the case, then I'll start with the instrumental and I'll write something to it. Now build the melodies, build the lyricism around that. And I try to focus on a theme these days. So even if I have a thought, if I'm like, you know, David looks great in a white shirt, he's looking really cool, then maybe I'll start there and I'll be like, okay, well, what does wearing white symbolize and where do I want to go with that? And then I'll do some research on around that as well. So what does the color white on shirts mean in different eras? And why was that color chosen for specific areas versus in other areas where they were more black, for example? So I'll do a deep dive, just being genuinely curious about the topics that I think about, and I'll gather information. And then after that period of, so we have the instrumental or a specific idea, we do some research on it, and then we start writing and just kind of craft lyricism based on the information that's presented or that makes sense. And then incorporate some of my personal experiences in there as well. And then comes the recording process where we record it, might record it one take and it's perfect. Other times you record it, sit for a few days, come back, be like, not really what I imagined it sounding like. And in your head, in my head, when I'm recording, there's a perfect way that it sounds in my head. So sometimes when I'm playing it back, if it doesn't sound exactly like that, either I have to sit with it for a little bit or I take a break and come back to it. And then sometimes it's mixing, sometimes it's the recording. So you have to play around with that. And that's why I have like dedicated times where I do a recording session and a mixing session, because I get confused. It's easy to confuse it or to overdo it if you just do that in that mode. Yeah, I'm sure you're familiar.
I started with like classical background, but then I like got more into the recording and production as well. And it's like, yeah, you're right. Like it's especially in like modern digital DAWs and stuff, like it's really easy to like record and then start like trying to mix. And it's just like, it's horrible. Like right now, I've been trying to like actually fully separate them, as in like I have one project file for recording and then a separate one for mixing. And then when I get to the mixing stage, I'll bounce everything into audio. So I'm not tweaking any little things anymore. And I'm like, nope, this is what you got to work with.
Yeah,
it's kind of like forcing myself out of that like tweaking stage that can last anywhere from a week to 5 months.
Exactly. So after that, then hopefully you get the mix that you want and then bounce it and put it out.
Yeah. Do you think you work with the lyrics more, or like you actually co-write with your collaborating producers?
I definitely work on the lyrics myself. I haven't done much co-writing in terms of like I have collaborated with people, but it's really just like they'll write their verse, I'll write my verse. And then we'll have conversations, of course, about what the theme is and where we're going. So that's part of the writing process for sure. But I very much enjoy the writing process. And, you know, you get to go into like the deepest corners of your mind and, you know, find some of the nichest topics that you can research and read up about, and kind of explore how you can creatively put the words together to make it sound good. When I'm writing, I also think about how the words look together. Like, I think that's very important. Like, if the words, like certain words look better on paper than others. So, you know, how they're written together.
Like, actually visually how they look.
Visually how they look on the paper and how those letters come together. Certain sentences, certain words fit better and visually look better. So I do consider that as well in my writing. And then I also consider how they sound together, how they're articulated together throughout the process. So yeah, I very much enjoy that process of writing.
I bet that's where the pen and paper come in, right? Because I'm sure it looks like very different on, like, if you type it out on a computer screen.
Yeah. Definitely. I appreciate the pen and paper, and I've been told I have very nice handwriting, and it will be because I write so much. So
yeah. Practice makes perfect, right? And then you said you do recording your own as well. Do you like, I guess I'm more talking about the music side. For example, the instruments and whatever, are you using just like, do you record live instruments more, or do you use samples or perhaps like analog gear, digital software instruments?
Yeah. So I use digital gear. So I do have a digital piano, a digital keyboard that I use. I do use samples as well. Live recorded instruments, I have very little experience with that, if I'm being honest. So I more so look for samples or live recorded instruments that I didn't record myself.
Mm. Yeah. And would you say you use samples as in like sampled instruments or like actual clips of other music that you like repurpose?
Yeah, I would say sampled instruments, you know, digital VSTs and plugins like that, that have higher quality samples, instruments. Yeah.
Because I just wanted to clarify, because like taking existing music and then like sampling the music and then repurposing them is kind of like a, I mean, it's still done, but in my head, I kind of think of it as a more old school kind of method, or like how beats were originally made, kind of.
Yeah, I can see that. I was at an event over the Juno weekend there, and there was a bunch of producers, and you know, they were old school. They were old school producers. Like, they all had like their vinyls. They were talking about kind of their samples, and I was like, sounds really cool. Honestly, it's very dope, and the way that they sample is like you would know that it's a sample sometimes. Other times, know it's a sample because the way that they flip it sounds so original unless they point it out to you. So I think that's really cool. And if we think about, you know, we think about like a Kanye West who has built his career off sampling, it's very impressive what you can do with samples and bringing people back in through a nostalgic route, but also creating something brand new. And then we can see it with, you know, some big songs today that use this a sampled voice or something like that. So I'm not against samples in any way, but I would agree that it definitely does feel like an older school way of doing things. Although like I hear a lot of the core producers that I know who are very adamant about their sounds, like they will sample songs to death, because they will go through, select each sound, like they'll hear a hi-hat in a song and take every hi-hat throughout the entire song different. And package that into their beat pack, and then use that in their production. So there's a lot that you can do. It takes a lot of patience. So huge respect to the people who continue to sample and make good music with it. Yeah,
it's definitely a hugely different process. I just like my brain doesn't function that way, like musically speaking, and it's fascinating to me like how they can isolate so many things within a track and then hear them in other contexts.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I feel like that's something you kind of have to process before you start like sampling things, because like that's what makes it more intentional in a way. Right, we're nearing the end of our time slot here. Would you like to, how recent is the Dear Life? Is it an album?
Yeah, it's an album, a long play. Dear Life is released in February. So February 13th is when I put that out. Right now, that is not on streaming platforms or digital platforms. It's only available for purchase or radio spins and whatnot, or for direct. Like if someone reaches out to me and inquires about it, we can discuss that. Mm-hmm. The record that I'm pushing right now is called Don't Need the Fame, and it is more of a, more hip hop. There are some kind of trap elements to it, but the overall theme is just, focused on...
Just stay true to yourself, that sort of thing.
Yeah, stay true to yourself. Yeah, and just work. Just really work hard, right? Stay focused on what matters to you. Work hard, and honestly get your money as well, right? because there's, even when we think about the artists, and we kind of touched on it briefly, like a lot of artists have to work a lot of different jobs, but there are a lot of ways to make money in the industry. But it really depends on you nurturing your fan base and showing up in places. And it's hard sometimes to show up everywhere and as your full, true, authentic self and whatnot. But just continue to show up at the end of the day, right? And believe in yourself as well. So, yeah.
And you said Don't Need the Fame is also an album?
Don't Need the Fame is just a single right now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and I'm working on an album around it.
Nice. Well. So I guess I'll wrap up the interview here. It was really nice to meet you and get to chat to you. Because the station asked me to like also feature these interviews on my personal profiles. So I was thinking like if I capture video as well, then I can, do an audio full interview, but then like chop it up into clips. Perhaps that's more engaging on social media. Do I have your permission to use the clips?
No problems there.
All right. All right, sounds good. Thanks. Really nice to meet you. And we'll stay in touch.
All right. Sounds good.
Have a nice day.
You too.